and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. In 2017, Ohio had the second highest rate of drug overdose deaths involving opioids in the U.S., with more than 4,293 reported deaths that year. That's according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. One drug treatment center in the Cincinnati area, First Step Home, is trying to help families break the cycle of addiction. The Walnut Hills-based center runs a women's-only substance abuse treatment center that allows children up to the age of 12 to live with their mothers who are undergoing drug treatment. Most of the moms coming to First Step Home are fighting an addiction to opioids. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the program are First Step Home President and CEO Margot Spence. Margot, thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us here.
And we also have with us Jennifer Hafley, First Step Home's Maternal Services Coordinator. Jennifer, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you.
And we're glad to have with us as well Sarah, who is a recovering addict and a client of First Step Home. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in to talk about your story as well.
Thank you for having me.
And if you have questions or comments during the course of this segment, please give us a call. 513-419-7100 is that number. Margot, let's start with you. And tell us a little bit about what makes this particular treatment program unique. There are so many treatment programs that have sprung up out of necessity because of how widespread the opioid problem has been in this region. What's unique about this one?
What's special about First Step Home is that we allow the children to come with the mothers into treatment, children up to the age of 12. And we provide long-term care, not only treatment services, but housing for the women, wraparound services for the children as well.
And so what we're facing in the region, it sounds like, based on the concept behind this particular program, is that while some people, particularly mothers, are seeking out treatment for their addiction, is that there's a difficulty in keeping a relationship with their child.
Absolutely. And it's very important that children are allowed to live with their mothers if it is appropriate. You know, several years ago, we had a lot of women come in that were pregnant, also those that were in postpartum stages and that really needed services. And we started a program called the Child Resiliency Program. And this program allows us to provide specialized services for the children that are presenting, that deal with the development issues, also physical issues and other things that need to be addressed.
Jennifer Hafley is the Maternal Services Coordinator at First Step Home. And Jennifer, what is the value in working to keep mother and child together over the course of a treatment program?
It's very, very important. A lot of moms come into treatment basically having to make a choice. I can go into treatment or I can have my child. And First Step Home, we try to remove that barrier so that they don't have to choose my treatment or my child. They can actually have both.
And sometimes the children are receiving certain types of treatment as well. Is that correct?
Yes, we do have in our child resiliency program, we do have treatment for children. We have a speech therapist. We have a child therapist. We're working on getting a family therapist. So we're trying to make a more holistic approach, a one-stop shop, if you will.
And I know this is relatively new, but I'm wondering if you have any data or any understanding yet about the results of working with children in this capacity while maintaining a relationship with their parents, as opposed to some of the other ones that may still try to help the children, but outside of the relationship with the parent.
There is some. It is relatively new concept that we've been doing here. So there's between, what was it?
It's okay. You can take your time on that. We'll let you find that and come back to that question.
I
do want to thank Sarah for being with us as well. And I'll note to our listeners that we are protecting your identity and not sharing your last name. You are working with First Step Home. And you are a mother. You're not currently with your child, though?
Correct. So my situation is a little different, but by no means do I not thank First Step for what the services they have done. Just because my child does not reside with me full time, and mind you, I have two children. I have a 9-year-old who was with me on the weekends and all the holidays and stuff. I also have a 9-month-old who resides with his father right now. But First Step has other services besides just the services that they offer with the mothers that are with them full time. And what I mean by that is, like, in the groups, I've taken courses like parenting reunification that has helped me to be a better mother, to understand the ins and outs of, like, how to be a parent again, right? Because that's important to me. Because for a long time, I just parented out of shame and guilt because of my addiction. First Step has helped me with that. So just because I don't have my child all the time, right, I'm learning how to be a mother again. And First Step has helped me in those areas too, because I want to be the best mother that I can be without drugs, right?
And your goal would be to be with your children full time at some point.
Right. When I came back in, and let me say this too, I'm a returning client to First Step, and I have a lot of gratitude for that too. And I am so much more serious about it this time than the first time. I don't think the first time I hit my bottom, I think the seed had been planted, but I just wasn't ready. And unfortunately, CPS came into my life and it affected me. And First Step has been such a big part of that, right? They have helped me with all that. Jen is one of the people that helped me a lot with that. I can have sessions one-on-one with them that they can help me with, sit down and teach me things on how to parent my child, because that's the ultimate goal at the end of the day. You know, that's one thing that opiates did for me, unfortunately, is I thought I was super mom, right? So now I'm learning how to parent without the use of drug and living life on life's terms. And, you know, it's like starting all over again, right? And I'm so serious about my recovery, and First Step is helping me with that. And also my 12-step program as well, which I'm very serious about that too today.
It's interesting to hear you say that, I guess, while you were under the influence of opioids, that you thought you were on top of it.
Oh, yeah, until I wasn't. You know, when I first started on opiates, I started out on baby Vicodins. And when I first used to take them, this is the insanity about it, they made me sick to my stomach. And then they didn't. I felt euphoric. I felt unstoppable. I could clean my house, cook a meal, take care of the kids, and just keep going. I just couldn't stop. I couldn't be stopped. I thought I had it all together until the drugs ran me. And then just like a lot of people out there, I'm sure, I couldn't find pills, or pills became more expensive. And then I went to heroin. And then I snorted it, and then I ended up using a needle. All the things I said I never would do. And then I had some clean time, but the problem was I wasn't applying the things that I had learned. You know, I still hadn't hit bottom until I did. I got pregnant again, and unfortunately, I used during my pregnancy, and I OD'd for the first time pregnant. You know, as sad as that is to say, because when I'm in the grips of that disease of addiction, like, It's just bad. It's so, so bad.
You talked about hitting bottom. Was that it, ODing while pregnant?
That was, and using pregnant. All the things that when I was in First Step the same time, and being honest, that I judged others for, like, I would never do that. I wouldn't use pregnant. I wouldn't have to, you know what I mean? I went back out and did them all. I just hadn't hit hard enough. Having to have my child removed from me as a baby, that was hard. Like, as a mother, having your child taken from you in the hospital, that was a low. And then once again, my daughter, who it's always been my and I against the world, being removed from my custody again, this was the second time, I knew, Sarah, it was time to either get it together or this is it. You know, you're not getting any younger. Your children need you. And that's another great thing about First Step. I feel like they don't judge me there. And they let me come back. They gave me another shot, you know. And they opened their place again with open arms and let me come. And I have a lot of gratitude for that, you know.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. We're talking about a relatively new drug treatment center in the Cincinnati area. It's called First Step Home. And one unique aspect of this is that it will allow children up to the age of 12 to live with their mothers who are undergoing drug treatment. We are joined by the president and CEO of First Step Home, Margot Spence, as well as the organization's maternal services coordinator, Jennifer Hafley. And we are discussing some very serious topics with a recovering addict and mother who is receiving help at First Step Home. And her name is Sarah, and we are glad that you are here with us as well. Margot, we've just been listening to Sarah's very personal story. I'm imagining that that's probably not an uncommon story for some of the women that your organization is striving to help.
That is true. You know, I think most of our mothers want to be good parents, and they really look for a safe environment. And we create that safe environment for the mothers and the children at First Step Home. When moms have questions about what's going on with their child, we have professional staff that can help with that. We don't look at labeling children, but we want to give the children the support that they need so that they can progress.
And Jennifer, you work with mothers in this program. What's the biggest challenge in helping them cope with possibly being separated for an extended period of time from their kids?
The most difficult thing, I think, is getting through the guilt and the shame that they feel, that I think Sarah talked a little bit about. That's mostly what we see in the grief that comes along with essentially losing a child.
And so what is the process in helping them accept the past decisions that they've made and to place them on the right track to being reunited in a healthier way?
Yeah. We talk a lot about we can't change the past, but we can go today forward. And we concentrate a lot on that was yesterday. What are you going to do today? What is tomorrow bringing? You know, you have 30 days sober today. Tomorrow you'll have 31. The next day you'll have 32. And just kind of keep them on a forward progression in that way and not dwell on what you did in the past, but what can you do from today forward?
And Sarah, you mentioned that you have a 9-year-old and a 9-month-old. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And the 9-month-old is currently living with the father.
That is correct.
And I'm wondering about your relationship with your 9-year-old, because you've gone through this a couple of times, it sounds like, while the 9-year-old has been a part of your life. Has that impacted your relationship with the child in a negative way from the child's perspective?
I do think the children are very resilient. However, because this is the second time, well, my child has seen me pick it up once and get it together and fall back apart, right? And even though children are resilient, I think there's been some separation anxiety. And I'm very fortunate to have a mother who is in recovery, too. I come from a childhood of alcoholism and drugs. My mom got clean and sober when I was 17, so she's able to give back now, right? She was able to take my child when I needed to get my life together. And I'm very, very fortunate for that, that I have that family that could help me, right? And that's where my daughter resides during the week when she's in school, and then she comes with me on the weekends. My daughter is enrolled. She goes to Princeton Schools, and she is in a therapy through Talbert House. So she goes to therapy through there. So she's also, because, you know, I think we, in my family, we all have been through some stuff. So I also have her seeing somebody too, you know. And then part of that is I check in with her therapist, and, you know, we kind of like, it's a process, man. You know, it took time to tear it all down. It's going to take time to build it all back up. And all I can do is just keep doing what I'm doing, and just one day at a time. And for me, that's just so... That is the most crucial thing for me. It's just trusting the process and staying in the day. I can't get too far in myself, and I sure can't dig up bones because that'll get me stuck. And I'm real grateful. You know what I mean? I have to stay grateful for the things in my life today.
You talk about it being, you know, one step at a time and trusting this process and maybe not getting too far ahead of yourself. But
that's my biggest thing.
Yeah, but do you have a goal? I mean, do you think about, you know, what does this look like on the other side when I feel like I'm healthy now and can trust myself?
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. For me, like, because I can go there, you know what I mean? But for me, it's really important just to stay in the day, you know what I mean? Ultimately, my goal is to be a mother to my children, you know, and have a steady place and have my employment and have all that. But I'll get there. I just don't want to get too ahead of myself, you know what I mean? Like, it'll come when it's time. You know, I don't want to rush the process. Right now I'm happy and my kids are healthy and I'm just working on me. Because if I worry and get too ahead of myself, I can lose it all and that quick. And I just don't want to do that today.
Margo, we heard Sarah talk about this being her second attempt with your organization, First Step Home. What is it like for you as a leader of this organization when somebody doesn't make it through the first time and maybe they depart before they're ready to or they're off using again?
You know, it's a disease. That's what I think. It's just like someone being a diabetic and maybe not following their treatment plan or whatever the first time. It may take several times for that to happen. And we are not judgmental. So we try to give the support that the woman needs in order to get healthy.
What is the message to repeat visitors who maybe didn't get it right the first time? Is it usually just the same introduction? There's no shaming, of course. I am hearing you say that. But but what is the message to somebody who's coming back that might be different in order to keep them in?
And that is based on an individual basis. You know, we don't have a script that we use, but we look at each individual client and try to work out what will be better this time.
All right. Jennifer Hafley is also with First Step Home. Jennifer, can you just give us some basic knowledge about the operation there? How many women are you serving currently?
Currently in our maternal department, we have about 30.
And what's the living arrangement like?
The living arrangement, well, some are in our residential housing, which is our main house. And I don't know exactly what the breakdown is versus residential, but then we go to an intensive outpatient program. And they're there for a few months. And then, you know, a lot of folks like Sarah will move into sober living. And they're there for a few months. And then they spread their wings and fly.
Is there a big demand for your services? Are there people who have to wait before they can come in?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And then on the other side of this, when a woman has completed this program and is back out in the world, do you keep tabs? Are you able to check in? Is there a follow-through situation, Margo?
That's the part that we were really trying to enhance at our agency. We're trying to build our alumni group so that we provide safe, sober activities so that the women can come back and we can also do a better job of checking to see how folks are doing out in the community. But truthfully, that takes resources, staff, as well as financial resources to do that.
The program is called First Step Home. We have a link at wvxu.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab. We've been talking with the CEO and President, Margo Spence, as well as the Maternal Services Coordinator, Jennifer Hafley. And we also want to thank Sarah, who is a recovering addict and client of First Step Home. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, and good luck to you on your journey.
Thank you.
And thanks to you all as well for being
here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Elise Meckler. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. And I'm Michael Monks.